This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I mention constantly, I am a gigantic raving fan of children's literature. And one of my favorite writers of children's literature is that master, Laura Ingalls Wilder. I cannot even count how many times I've read the Little House books. And yes, I've also read Prairie Girl and the letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I am dying to get my hands on the new book, Prairie Fires. And when I was working on my book, Happier at Home, I realized, kind of at the end, that Laura Ingalls Wilder is one of the greatest writers about the idea of home. And the end of the book, Little House in the Big Woods, inspired the end of my book, Happier at Home. So here's a quotation from the end of Happier at Home, because I have to say, of everything I've ever written in my whole life, it's one of my very favorite things. And it includes a quotation. It's the very last passage from Little House in the Big Woods. Just to hear the words Little House in the Big Woods gave me an overwhelming sense of childhood, of coziness, of the smallness of our lives in the vast forest. Once upon a time, more than a century ago, there stood one little house in the Big Woods with pumpkins in the attic and a China shepherdess on the mantelpiece. And to the girl who lived there, it was the whole world. And I thought once again of a passage I had read countless times, of the sleepy reflections of five-year-old Laura on the final page of Little House in the Big Woods. When the fiddle had stopped singing, Laura called out softly, "What are days of old Lang Syne, Pa?" "They are the days of a long time ago, Laura," Pa said. "Go to sleep now." But Laura lay awake a little while, listening to Pa's fiddle softly playing and to the lonely sound of the wind in the big woods. She looked at Pa sitting on the bench by the hearth, the firelight gleaming on his brown hair and beard and glistening on the honey brown fiddle. She looked at Ma, gently rocking and knitting. She thought to herself, "This is now." She was glad that the cozy house and Pa and Ma and the firelight and the music were now. They could not be forgotten, she thought, because now is now. It can never be a long time ago. As I walked up the steps to my building on that spring afternoon and looked up at the windows of my little apartment in the big city, I reminded myself, now is now. And I know what the child Laura did not know. Now is now, and now is already a long time ago. If you'd like to read the whole book of Happier at Home, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I have to say, of all my books, Elizabeth says this is her favorite. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.